Well, now to the latest on the Saudi oil attack. The US President Donald Trump is saying today that it's only looking like Iran was responsible for the attacks on the oil refineries. And he says the US won't retaliate until it sees definitive proof that Iran was responsible. Iran's leader continues to deny responsibility for the attack. He says he accepts the claim by Yemeni rebels that they were responsible and has described their actions as a legitimate defence and counterattack against the Saudi-led war in Yemen. Rachel Mealy has the latest.
President Trump's focus is narrow.
Mr. President, have you seen evidence, proof that Iran was behind the attack?
Well, it's looking that way. We'll have some pretty good... we're having some very strong studies done, but it's certainly looking that way at this moment, and we'll let you know. As soon as we find out definitively, we'll let you know, but it does look that way.
It's the biggest attack in recent years on Saudi Arabia's oil production facilities. US intelligence analysts believe drones and missiles were used to target the oil refineries, affecting 5% of the world's oil supply in an instant. Fuel prices have soared, and Donald Trump wants the Saudis to reveal what they know about who could be behind the attacks.
Secretary Pompeo and others will be going over to Saudi Arabia at some point to discuss what they feel. They're going to make a statement fairly soon, but they also know something that most people don't know as to where it came from, who did it, and we'll be able to find that out, figure that out very quickly. We pretty much already know.
What the White House doesn't believe is that Yemeni rebels are behind it. Officials say the attack was sophisticated and accurate and points to Iran. Mr. Trump says he doesn't want war, but the US is ready if that option is called for.
Do I want war? I don't want war with anybody. I'm somebody that would like not to have war. We have the strongest military in the world. We've spent more than $1.5 trillion in the last short period of time on our military. Nobody's even come close.
Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says the strike on the oil refinery was a legitimate counterattack from the Yemeni rebels. Yemeni people are exercising their legitimate right of defence, he says. The attacks were a reciprocal response to aggression against Yemen for years. The Iranian president is in Turkey, where he's attending a summit with Russian leader Vladimir Putin and Turkey's leader Erdogan. Hassan Rouhani didn't directly address the US threat over the strike on Saudi Arabia, but called for the US to immediately withdraw from the conflict in Syria. In past years, he says, Americans either helped terrorists or have had improper interventions in Syria. They are following very dangerous goals. They seek to partition Syria, which is not acceptable for any regional countries, including the three of us.
Rachel Mealy reporting.